for a country.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
To which I have never been before.
Bless you, Lord. Bless you.
No sad goodbye.
Not a one. Bless the Lord.
For time won't matter.
Thank the Lord.
Anymore.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Beloved.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm longing for you.
Amen.
And some.
Watch out, brother.
I won't have have said my last goodbye.
Bless you, Lord.
I'll see my Savior standing at the door.
Glory.
I'll hear him say, you're welcome.
Bless you, Brenda.
All your cares are left behind. And I won't have to worry anymore.
Amen.
No, I won't have to worry when I reach the other shore.
Thank you, Lord.
All my troubles will be over.
Thank the Lord.
And I'll rest forevermore.
Bless you, brother.
For my eyes will be on Jesus.
Yes.
And my heart will be aglow. And I won't have to worry anymore.
Amen. Amen. Good job. Hallelujah. Woo! I don't know about y'all, but we got a lot of talent in this church. Might be a little church, but it's big on talent. We got a lot of treasure in this church. I'm listening to Brother James back there. Amen. I'm sitting there thinking that ain't nothing but a miracle back there. He's amening more than anybody in here. Praise the Lord and all of that. And here we are. We just don't understand the treasures and the talents that we got in this little old church. I want to step out on a limb a little bit. But when we do head on to the church this way, I want it to be this way wider where we can have a little bit more social distance. I know we're packed in here. And I know it causes a lot of people have concerns. Let me just say this about the concern. If you do have a little tickle in your throat, or if you do feel like maybe you're coming down with old brother Eddie, got the cure.
Yep.
All you got to do is get $1 can of Campbell's chicken noodle soup, put a little water in it, pepper that thing black, heat it up, put it in a cup. You don't have to eat it, just sip it. The first sip, you'll say, here's right. Because it was about killing you on the first sip. But it works, didn't it? I done had that COVID 19 about 5 times. I'm feeling it right. That chicken never said it cost me $1. I ain't kidding you, he'll do it. I have trouble with my voice anyway. And that chicken never said it'll fix about anything. Man, I'm doing, I don't care how bad it's broken, it'll fix it, Jason. Amen. Good to see Jordan and Casey here this morning. Man, me and Donnie coming up here this morning, I was telling him, boy, what a blessing it was when Sandy just showed up. And he said, you know, Brother Ed, she might just show up this Sunday. I didn't have a lot of faith in it, Sandy. But you know what? I'm glad God wasn't looking at my faith, he was looking at his. He showed up
Amen.
I'm looking back there, Jordan and Casey, they told me last Sunday, they said, we'll be back. I didn't have a lot of stock in there. Donnie told me about the weather report this week. I thought, well, we ain't going to have service on Sunday. I talked to Brother Ed about it on the phone. I said, well, they're talking, Brother Ed, we probably have to cancel service this Sunday. He said, well, Jason done said he's going to be there. I said, well, if he's going to be there, I'll be there. I said, right now, you let one show up, kind of like the Lord. Yeah. You let one show up, amen, he'll show up, amen. Good to see everybody here this morning. I couldn't find no salt. I just took plain old dinner salt up there, took it out the little shaker, spread it on the thing in there, get what little bit of ice we had on there off. But it's good. Good to have everybody here this morning. I appreciate it. Everybody that sung this morning. Yeah. Well, Brenda sung that song, I Won't Have to Worry Anymore.
Yes, Lord.
That kind of hit home with me.
Yes.
See, I'm retired now. I'm worried now. I thought I'd never be worrying, but I am now. And Friday night, our mail runs late. I mean, it's 5, 6 o'clock. And I went out there at 6 o'clock to get my mail, Sandy. And I look in there, and there's one of them envelopes from Ebony State Bank, one of them you don't like to see, like, you know, there's something wrong. I knew something was wrong. And I opened it up, and they talked in there about a check that went through that I didn't have enough money to pay for. And what it is, they put the wrong date on it. It actually went through February the 2nd. I knew my check went in there on February the 3rd. Vicki, and I knew I'd have it covered. Here's why I worried. We just got new benefits and new life insurance, and I got all I could afford then some. I'm worth more dead than I am alive. Don't tell my wife, she's already ready to kill me. But anyway, I knew all those checks was going to hit in there. And I also knew that I got my insurance changed from Medicare A to Medicare B, and I knew I was going to be getting less than what I normally get, so I had a crisis. I don't have them very often, but Casey, I had one. I'm sitting there thinking I've underestimated how much all this is going to cost and how much I've got coming in now that I'm on a fixed income and the Lord got me on a tight lease. I'm trying to be a good steward. I didn't sleep very good. That's not like me. I sleep like a rock. My wife, she said, I wish I could sleep like you do. I said, honey, let's get right with God. It's a package deal. She said, I'll knock your eye off. I said, well, honestly, I did not sleep good Friday night. I tossed and turned. The dogs got mad. Like, you going to be still or what? They like to get up right against my back when I sleep. I put out a lot of heat. So one big dog and the little dog, and they always fight that good spot right against my back. The big dog done got settled in there, and the little dog took second fiddle down underneath my feet. I'm turning and tossing all night long. I didn't my normal sleep like rock, Phyllis. And next morning, 8 o'clock, I actually called 1 minute before the bank opened. I got the recorder. And I called right back and got through the bank. And Star, I said, would you mind telling me what my balance is? And she said, well, it's over $1,000. And immediately I said, whew. And to make a long story short, they put the wrong date on it. Because if that check had a balance from my deposit went in there, my Social Security deposit, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm in trouble. Because I didn't have a backup plan. And I was going to take money out of Dottie's account, our joint account. I called it her account because she claims all that money in there. I was going to take money out of it, put it in my account till I come up with some kind of plan to compensate for what I thought was an overdraft, but I was good. I done called Donnie, and I told him what was going on with Airhead, and I done canceled out on that. I thought, I got to sell something quick. I said, man, thinking, what could I sell? So I had this big dovetail I bought, and I was going to go sell it, and I had it with me. I was going to go sell it, and she said I had that much. I was turning up back to the house, put the point up. Called Donna, said, let's go Airhead, buddy. But anyway, I won't have to worry anymore. Is the reason I told that tale. Down here, we all worry. Yeah. We worry about, you know, this vaccine coming up. We worry about, you know, these restrictions coming up. And man, we jump through this hoop, jump through that hoop. Hey, and you know what? I don't know what's going to come. I just know one thing. You sung the right song, brother. We won't have to worry.
No, that's right.
Anymore.
Amen.
We get home.
Amen.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about back there, Brother James. Yeah.
Right.
Y'all might know, but Brother James, amen, amen. You just went, well, brother, I'm not talking about.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I won't have to worry anymore. And I'm thankful, amen.
Amen.
Not only to be saved. Any ever thought about you'd like to go through it again? My pastor told me I'd have to go somewhere else. He said, we don't do that over here. I really would like to go through it again. I would. I'd like to kneel down, call upon him, it's rich and mercy.
Yes.
To call upon him. I'd like to get saved. I'm already saved. I can't unsave myself. But it was such a wonderful thing. No wonder the psalmist said, Psalms 34, verse 8, Biggie. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. I got in the buffet line 33 years ago. I told the Lord when I got saved, Sandy. I said, Lord, if you be with him, I'd like to live more for you.
Yeah.
And I did for myself, the world, and the devil. I got one more year. After that, it's anything go. But look, I'd like to go by way of the rapture. I'll take either one.
That's right.
I'd be willing to lay this life down right now.
Right.
Take off like one of them missiles, smile around, or pull no core rib. Because they don't know where they're going. But I'm going to be guided. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to have an angelic escort. He's going to say, hey, we're going home. I'm going to say, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye, I'm going to kick up gold dust. They're going to say, he's here. Everybody run for cover. And I'm going to say, whoa! I'm going to run for my gold slippers.
Amen.
I can only imagine what it's like. Somebody wrote a song, I can only imagine. That's all we can do till we get there. I do know one thing, like Brenda's son, We ain't going to have to worry anymore. Like Brother Jerry and Sister Carolyn sung, it'll be Beulah Land when we get there, amen.
Amen.
Hey, and Brother Danny, we ain't going to have to worry about no black train, amen.
Right.
They're proud grandparents, and I'm kind of jealous, amen. And I tell you what, that's a blessed honor.
Yeah.
Proverbs chapter 17, verse 6. Mm-hmm. It mentions about grandparents there, Brother Danny. It says children
yes,
are the crown of old men. He ain't old yet. He done got that crown, amen. children are the crown of old men. I'm old. I've got a couple crowns. And the glory of the children are their fathers. They think their dad can whoop anybody. They think their dad is big enough to do anything that needs to do. My dad can kick your dad behind. I've heard that word before. Yeah. The glory of the children are their fathers. Now they run to mom, but they brag on dad. Amen. All right, we'll shut up. So I'm telling you, have a good time this morning. I wasn't expecting nobody to be here. I don't know how many people we got here, Brother Ed, but it's a Guinness record, I think.
Right.
There's more than that. I'm looking at that many, just halfway back through that. But anyway, we got a lot. We got a big crowd for a little church. I'll try to be short. I did say I'll try to be. 2 Peter chapter 3. Vickius, first time she's been here, she's heard me preach many times up at the old church up in a cornerstone up in Columbia. They used to drive up her all the time. They'd show up and he'd get on up there. I kind of hope he gets on here today, but I hope we don't get out of banks, amen?
Amen.
All right. We're going to read, I guess, the first 10 verses there of 2 Peter chapter 3. Peter here writing this epistle, and he said, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of His coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this," this is our text verse here, "for this they willingly are ignorant of it by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant." That's the second time that the word ignorant has been mentioned here. "Beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." We'll stop our reading right there. And I am preaching today on willingly ignorant. Pray with me. Father, we thank You on this Lord's Day, Sunday morning. Lord, this February the 7th, Lord's Day, we thank You for the great crowd. Lord, I'm humbled, Lord.
Yes.
I'm humbled at the people that have showed up here this morning. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Lord, for those that have come this morning. Like Sister Vicki said, for the Word of God. Lord, what an honor. Thank You, Lord, for these that have made the journey, made the effort, Father, to be here What a blessing, God, it is to see from where I'm standing, Lord, and from where you are, Lord, this number in this little church. Thank you, Lord. Put your blessings, Lord, upon this congregation, Lord. Lord, put, I pray, a double portion, Lord, of your blessings upon them, Lord. Give them, Lord, I pray, reward for their efforts, Father. Lord, I pray, God, Lord, today for your help. I never have claimed to be much of anything, Lord, and I don't know how, but Lord, you can take nothing and make something out of it, but Lord, you do it every day, and I thank you for it. But I pray, God, you'll help us, Lord, today to be obedient, Lord, to your Holy Spirit, to the beckoning of your will. Lord, to deliver this message, Father, as you gave it to me. I'm just a messenger boy. I say that all the time, Father, and these people don't understand it, but you do, Lord. You know I'm just delivering the message. You told Jonah to go to Nineveh and to preach the preaching that you bid him to preach. And when he did, 120,000 souls that didn't know their left hand from their right hand repented, and the world didn't take note of it, but Jonah did. And Lord, it was your doings, and I pray you'll do what needs to be done here today. Lord, challenge us, Lord, encourage us, open our eyes and our hearts. And I pray we'll have a heavenly visitation today, Father. Pray you'd come down, Lord, and sup with us and us with you. In Jesus' name we ask all these things. Amen.
Amen.
All right, I'm preaching about willingly ignorant. I don't really have to worry about this subject too much because I've been ignorant all my life. Been dumb in a box of rocks. Man, I've made so many mistakes, I gave new meaning. I mean, you got to go to school for years to be as dumb as I am, Vicki. But I will say this, I have enough sense to get saved.
Amen.
There's people smarter than me, I know they are. There's people who speak better than I can, Jerry, I know that too. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I might have been ignorant, dumb in a box of rocks, but I'm glad Jesus didn't turn me away.
Amen.
I'm glad, praise God, he said, I'm glad you finally come to me. I've had something I've been wanting to give you for a long time.
Amen.
At the age of 34 years old, as lost as a goose in a snowstorm, Brother Mitchell, I want you to know I found mercy.
Amen.
I found ocean of mercy that had been waiting for me for years.
Yeah.
God, hoping that long-suffering love of God, Brother Ed, was hoping one day I'd make my way to him.
Yes.
That's right.
Man, if I know it was as good as it was, Brother Jason, I've got there a whole lot with me. I done made every excuse. I guess I thought I was smarter than I was. Because I thought, you know, that I thought more. I thought I knew more than God did. I thought, you know, I'm as good as so-and-so. I'll be all right. Well, I wasn't all right.
Amen.
But I'll tell you what, God saved this lady right here.
Amen.
She allowed the Lord to take his rightful place on the throne of her humble heart.
Amen.
Now, boy, that didn't go over good with me. I'll tell you that right now. Her husband was my drinking buddy.
Amen.
I mean, it was World War III. My wife, she scared death of me. We've been married this year. It'll be 45 years, I believe. Maybe 46. I don't know. It's one of the kind of things you better be careful. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, when Peter says he husband dwell with him according to knowledge, you can tell you in trouble. Amen.
Yeah,
but anyway, my wife, in an effort to get her drunk, lost husband in church, here's what she said, Vicki. She said, Sandy got saved, Eddie. I thought maybe you might want to know. Of course I wanted to know.
Right.
I'm sitting there thinking, man, my fishing buddy, my drinking buddy, her husband, I'm going to lose him. He's going to be like her. He's going to end up going to church every Sunday and reading his Bible and singing the songs of God. And, you know, she remembers this. I don't have to make this up. She remembers when old Brother Eddie slid in her driveway, and I come in the house. I don't know if she can remember this in the detail I can, but her and Barry was talking when I came in the house. I've always been a little on the rude side anyway. I walked in their house. I said, I need to talk to you right now. He's sitting there talking to Sandra. I don't know what I look like, but anyway, he walked away from Sandy, come outside, and I gave him up one side, down the other. I said, you've had it now, buddy. You've had it now. I said, Sandra, have you in church? You won't get to go fishing with me, you won't get to go drinking with me no more. She'll have you in church. And, you know, he was just making the best of it. You know what he said, Sandy? He said, Brother Eddie, He said, Sandy's getting baptized 2 weeks from now. That ain't like Sandy's. I said, there you go. They'll have you down there baptizing you. Well, it wasn't him, make a long story short. It was old Brother Eddie and then I was next one line behind Sandy. But you know what? I was so dumb, I actually couldn't see this thing coming, and yet it had to be just like that.
That's right.
Had to start with her.
Yeah. Amen.
I can only imagine the reward God's going to give her. Because I thought I could just about dodge and evade any predicament. I had all the lines down just right. But when you're that dumb, God has mercy on you. Amen.
Right,
Saul, before he became Paul, he talked about, being injurious, and he killed Christians, and he thought he was right, and everybody else was wrong.
Yeah.
He summed it all up like this right here.
Amen.
He said, how be it? He said, I found mercy because I did it ignorantly. And I was just so ignorant. I remember my grandfather pleading with me to get saved. I'm sitting there with a Catholic ribbon behind my back, no shirt on in my filth, and him sitting there weeping, and pleading with me there in the backyard. And I said, Pop Ed, maybe someday, but not today. And I'm sitting there thinking, maybe when I'm 81, I was 18 when that happened.
Amen.
But at the age of 34 years old, God took a young lady named Sandra Ford. And he worked through her.
Yeah, that's right.
Finished that work too, buddy.
Yeah.
And over there at Brotherhood Freewill Baptist Church, Brother George Crist, Brother Ricky Prophet, one on one side, one on the other side, they baptized my sister right there. And then they baptized old Brother Eddie right there. And the man I worked with,
Amen.
He came up to me and he said, I refuse to believe God can save someone like you. I couldn't even argue with him. I was having quite a bit of trouble with myself. That man's name was Mark Bunch. But anyway, I'm just saying all of that because, see, I wasn't willfully ignorant.
Yeah.
I was just ignorant. I didn't know what I was missing out on.
Right.
I didn't understand the will of God. I didn't know anything at all about the Word of God. And you know what? I needed both of them in my life.
Amen.
And I had shunned so long, my heart was so callous that I just about fight you over the subject matter of going to church.
Yeah.
Yet God still found a way to get me in there. And that willful ignorance is actually what I'm preaching on today. But I do want to tell you, I know a lot about ignorance. I don't know how many times me and Barry used to put things together and we'd get the structures out and look at them. There'd always be one part that we'd leave out. You had that whole thing all the way back apart to put that one part in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, we learned to follow the instructions. After we done took enough of the stuff apart, we tried to hide it, tried to figure out something, throw it away and everything else. But we've got instructions even in getting saved. The Bible talks about instruction and righteousness. And we wouldn't always follow the instructions. But one thing about ignorance, I just want you to know this willingly ignorant is a dangerous ignorance with severe consequences.
Yes, it is.
Now, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1, it's kind of a warning, kind of a rebuke. It says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Yeah. What that verse means is there was a time that they could say, you need to get in church, and I'd listen to her. But when you get so long, so hard-hearted, she said, now, Eddie, you need to get in church, and I just act like she ain't even married. Just walk off. And I would just embarrass her and didn't care because my heart's hard, my neck's stiff, and I'm not interested, and I'm just really ignoring anyone's efforts to help me.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of people about this. I don't hear that. They just walk up while you're talking. I follow them down the road a little bit. Follow them back, get the ball back, get the attention, But you work with what you got.
Yeah.
And this willful ignorance, you got to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove to somehow get your foot in the door to get an opportunity to tell them something that they're missing in life, something that they need in their life. And that willful we're ignorant, you got to figure out some way to get through that.
Right.
They don't know. I didn't understand. Barely understand now.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
But this willingly ignorance, the consequences are severe.
Amen.
In Proverbs chapter 1, I'm going to read some of these because if I quoted this many verses, I'd probably hit edit. But listen here, God talking about willful. Now remember, we're preaching about willful ignorance.
Yeah.
In Proverbs chapter 1, starting in verse number 22, God says this, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scornings, and fools hate knowledge? God says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called, and you have refused, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but you have said it not all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord." That's willful ignorance.
Yeah.
That means you say, "I don't want the track."
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I don't want a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want an invitation. You ever heard this? It's my life.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
It's my body.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You see, that selfish thought.
That's right. Amen.
Is willful ignorance. We don't understand. We don't want to know. And we shut the door on God. And we say, "I'm fine. I don't need your help. I don't want anything to do with you." And yet, the Bible said in Acts chapter 17, "Star, in Him we live and move
right.
and have
Amen.
Our being." You can't get too far
Amen.
Without God, Casey.
Amen.
I mean, I got to have my faculty. I got to have the ability to breathe. I got to have the ability. I'm getting older now, but I still move. But I got to have the ability to be able to move. And in Him,
that's right.
We live,
amen,
and move, and have our being. It's not going to get too far without it.
That's right.
God has a lot of humor, I guess, and people like me, and stuff. You know them late bloomers? They should have got saved when they was 18 when they had the opportunity.
Amen.
I sure have a lot of humor in that. You understand
amen.
That, don't you, boy?
Amen.
Wouldn't it have been great if I got saved when I was 18? I could have enjoyed it all them years, you know,
yeah,
when
right.
I was destitute of God. And I'm drinking all these Pat Blue Ribbon and these Budweiser's and Bush Beer and what was that? Billy Bob, whatever, Rolling Rock, the cheap, whatever's on sale, $4 a case. I'd buy 10 cases at a time. See, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Remember them days? See that? Yeah. We just wanted whatever cheapest.
Near beer.
Yeah, near beer. It didn't do much for me, but I have drunk some of it, so I can't say I haven't. But anyway, I'm drinking from a better fountain now.
Amen.
And even being ignorant like
Amen.
I am, I'm glad God's able to work with ignorance as long as it's not this willful ignorance. I've got to get on with it because I've got a lot of territory to cover, and I can tell right now that I'm pacing myself for no reason looking at that clock back there. Uzziah was a king, and he was a great king. I mean, he really was. But he got too big for his britches. In 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 15 through 21, he took on too much authority, and that does kind of ring a bell. Well, what's going on up there at Washington? You know what I mean? I mean, they're drunk on power up there. And instead of being government of the people, by the people, for the people, hey, we become slaves in one night, didn't even realize it.
That's right.
It happened.
Right.
And I'm a little bit disappointed in the fact that they don't want to hear me or represent me. And, you know, they're kind of a hindrance instead of a help. I want representation. I understand that, you know, they're supposed to be doing a job. They're just not doing it well.
That's right.
They don't have to do everything I say, but I at least want them to hear me.
Amen. Right.
And anyway, Uzziah, he usurped too much authority. He's a great king. And he decided he's going to go in there and make his own offerings to God, and that's for the Levites, the priesthoods of Levites. So he gets him an offering, Dickie, and they said, you can't do this. He didn't want to hear that. They said, you don't understand, this ain't for your honor. See, they're supposed to offer his offering to God for him. So he being willfully ignorant of all the warnings, he went on in there, next thing you know, he come out leprous, white as snow, and was a leper until the day of his death. That's will for ignorance. In Daniel chapter 5, there's a king called Belshazzar.
Yeah.
He'd done been informed by his father Nebuchadnezzar that the Most High rules in the affairs of men, but every now and then you get just a little bit too full of yourselves. And he was having a big feast with all of his concubines and his lords, and he said, go get them golden vessels out of the house of the Lord. It's kind of like a line. You need to draw a line somewhere. He didn't draw a line. They went and got the golden vessels, and they're sitting there having a big time. Me and Barry used to do some of this. We'd have a big time. Oh, Lordy. I'm kind of glad them days are over. I can't believe I lived through them. But anyway, he's having a big time. But in his big time, he was reveling in the face of God. And you know, really willfully ignorant of the consequences. And a finger started writing on the wall over here.
Yeah, yes, right.
That finger started writing on that wall, Brother Ed. And it said, buddy, you come up short.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Said you've been weighed in the balances and found wanting.
Yes.
He had Daniel to interpret that for him. He didn't have nobody close by. And you know what? That's probably embarrassing. He had called upon a man of God.
Yeah.
They said, Daniel, come in there and look at them. He said, praise God, let them have him. He recognized it.
Yeah.
He told Belshazzar, he said, buddy, you in trouble.
Yes.
Matter of fact, he said, just keep your gift angle. I ain't going to need it. You ain't going to be around long enough to be thankful for the fact you gave me something. Anyway, he died that night.
Yeah.
And you know, he was willfully ignorant of what he did. He knew better. That's one of the things Daniel said to him. Daniel told him in Daniel chapter 5, verse 22, he said, you knew better than this.
Yeah,
he knew better. But he went ahead and did it anyway. And in this blessed country, we are on a head-on course with judgment.
Yes, we are right.
Now God said, this is the God of love. God is love. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us, gave His Son, big picture of our sin. I understand all of that. But God said He's angry with the wicked every day. Psalms chapter 7, verse 11. If you look at verse number 12, it talks about Him whetting His stone. I mean, your sword. You ever had a whetstone? You spit on it, you sharpen your knife?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
He whetted his sword. That means he sharpened his sword. He said he got his bow drawn back. He's angry. We've become very wicked. You know, America's a good country.
Mm-hmm.
It's been used of God. Every missionary has proceeded from America.
That's right.
God has used America to defend His people Israel.
Right.
We got them back to their land, dropped them off in 6 days, and won a battle,
yeah.
Had their own land. We kind of throwed them out there, but you know what? God was with them. That's all it took.
Amen.
One of us guys, the majority.
Yeah. Right.
You know what, Sandy?
Yes.
You're never going to be at a loss as long as you got God.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All God needed was one boy to stand. David said, I'll stand. I mean, he knocked Goliath to his feet before he didn't know he was standing there.
Amen.
One plus God's majority.
Amen.
Yeah. But anyway, he said he whet his sword. That means he sharpened.
Yeah.
He said he got his bow drawn back. Here America is, flaunting their sin. They're willfully ignorant. I'm going somewhere with this. Probably going to be censured. We was talking about censorship before we even started the service. They don't want to hear it.
They don't.
Like in Acts chapter 7. They didn't want to hear what Stephen said.
That's right.
They stopped their ears. And they ran upon him. And gnashed upon him with their teeth. And took him out and stoned him. And he said, I see the heavens open. And Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, Lord, lay not this sin to the child and go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's the way America is.
That's right.
Bless him, Lord.
They don't want to hear it, Mitchell.
No.
No, they don't.
They don't want to hear the preaching.
Right.
They don't.
They don't want to hear what thus saith the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
Me and Vicki was talking before the service. We was talking about that famine. God said, I'm going to send a famine in the last days, not of bread or milk, but of hearing the Word of God. She said, I'll come to hear the Word of God. I said, Amen. You come to the right place, girl. Put it in park. Put the emergency brake on. You have arrived. Amen. Hey, we're going to preach precept upon precept. Line upon line, here a little and there a little. What thus saith the Word of God? God called me to preach. I don't understand it. I just know one thing. If I willingly do this thing, I'll receive a reward. But woe unto
right.
me
Amen.
If I preach not. Amen. But listen, America's in trouble. God said, He's angry with the wicked every day. He said, if he turn not, God said, I will whet my sword. He had bent his bow and made it ready. He also said, all the nations that forget God shall be turned into hell.
Yeah.
In Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. Ain't it funny, California's on fire about every other day?
That's right. Yeah.
They either got a drought, a flood, or a fire.
Yeah.
you kind of think they'd say, yeah, I remember watching this movie one time. And well, I almost said his name before it fell out of the back door back there. Chevy Chase. Yeah, his wife had died, and he said, if you don't want me to marry this girl, just give me some kind of sign. The picture on the wall started spinning, the lights went off and on. He put the picture up, and he said, well, I guess it's okay to marry her then. Young man, that back wasn't him. I'm 67, that back a long time ago. But if you're old enough, you probably remember that. It was pretty funny. But he said, just any sign. He put that picture up, covering it up. Well, anyway, America's like that. We got signs over there in California. I don't know how in the world they can't come to the conclusion that there's something wrong in California and they need to get it fixed before it falls out into the ocean. Amen.
Amen.
Ain't that where that big fault is they're talking about, where the earthquake done hit? I kind of wished he would, amen. Now listen, this country, it's a blessed country. It's a good country. It's done a lot of good. But you can't abort God's babies.
That's right.
And not answer to God for it. And I said God's babies because Psalms 127 verse 3 says, lo, children are a heritage from the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is His reward. Ain't that true, Brother Danny?
Yes.
Grandbabies, amen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Ain't nothing like holding one of little bundles, is it? Now, with that in mind, we just had the most pro-life president
that
America's ever had.
That's right.
The most pro-life president ever.
Right. Amen.
The history of our country.
Right.
Was President Trump. Now we got the most pro-abortion president that we've ever had.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm a little concerned about that. Really not concerned about it. I'm like, Brother Head, I think we're going to leave out this year. And we do leave out. The Bible says, woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth. I'm glad I'm not going to be an inhabitant.
Amen.
Because the wrath of God's going to be poured out. 7,000 of the wrath of God. I don't even want one of them, Sandy. I'm allergic to pain.
Amen. That's right.
I went to Dennis one time, Biggie. He said, what's your biggest concern? I said, pain. He gave me 5 shots of Novocaine. He said, can you feel that? It was 3 days before I could drink water. I didn't know he had a mouth. He said, we can get around here. He did, sir. I mean, I couldn't even drink from a fountain. I didn't know where my mouth was. He even had one. Yeah, he got around there. Dr. Bowman. He said, we can get around there. He's my favorite dentist. I still go to him. Hey, he done me good, amen. I was always told, whatever you do, don't get a root canal. I'm a pro root canal. I mean, tell you, you ever have a root canal done? I mean, I had a cabbie come out of this one there. He went to drill it. I thought, is he going to shoot me? He said, you don't need nothing. And sure enough, I never felt the pain. Once you do a root canal, it's done deal. You don't ever feel nothing. I mean, I walked in. No shot, no nothing. He just went to drilling, got my tooth all capped back up. He said, there you go, boy. I said, I'm pro root canal. I'm here on out. I've got any teeth. I go to them. I said, root canal, every one of them, amen. I like that, no pain. Yeah. You can't abort God's babies.
That's right.
And the Bible said He hates the hands that shed innocent blood in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17. And listen, I'm going to get a little overboard right here. But you can't promote same-sex unions and gender identity and not have consequences. And I am going to be specific. In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9, the Word of God says, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. His maker said, he made them male and female the day that he created them, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And the next verse says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply.
Amen.
Now listen, I got into this world because of that blessing.
Right.
There was a man named Bobby Wade that married a young girl named Dolores Gunnels. I wasn't there, I was there afterwards, but anyway, I thought they both made a pretty good choice. Anyway, they had and they said, no mice, no more. I was the only child. They seen me and they said, can we send you back? Can we get a rebate? Can we do a return? But anyway, after they seen me, I was the only child, Brother Jerry. I felt like they'd done a good job of what they had to do with. They was good parents. They busted my behind when they needed. They told me no when I needed. And I had my little fit. Mama just walked off and acted like I didn't belong there. And pretty soon I got over it, caught up with them simply. We just went on and acted like nothing happened. You know what I mean? See, you know what to do with a hard head stubborn, a little boy like me. And you know, parenting nowadays is up to the TV. And I ain't got a smartphone. Well, I do, but I don't know how to use it, I will not have one, but they got, here's the way you train a child. Now you have this little square thing and they go,
I'm also already.
Yeah. They do this right here.
Right. Amen.
Parents need to mold and develop their children's character.
You're right. Amen.
I remember one time Sandy got on Anthony. And Anthony, he said, I'll be good. She said, I'm going to tell your daddy when he gets home. He said, I'll be good. She got his attention.
Yeah. Amen.
But we're all like that. We all want to do what we want, when we want, however we want, you know what I mean? We don't want to be told what to do.
That's right.
We just need to be told what to do. We got to have laws. If I'd have drove over here at 150 miles an hour, Donnie would have had a heart attack for him. Remember how many people we'd run off the road?
Yeah.
And no telling how many police we'd got to come to the service with us today. But you know, the guy's feeling me up there, my son. He said, I don't need it. I can handle that curve at 80 miles an hour. I said, it's great, son, but somebody's backing out. You come around the curve and there's a tractor with a hay fork on the back of it.
Yeah,
you know, see what I mean? They got them rules and regulations
for
a reason. We got to somehow live together.
Right.
I mean, I live out there at 237 Brown School Road. Tammy and Danny, they live in their house. And if I showed up and said, where you going? Where you going to be sleeping? They said, what do you mean where you going to sleep in? We live here. See what I mean? We got to have laws and we got to have rules. But you know, we become a rebellious nature and we become someone that don't want to hear what thus saith the Word of God. And America is getting in over its head in this.
Yes. Right.
Our government, listen, I'm trying to be careful and truthful both here. Our government is full.
That's right.
Of gay people.
That's right.
Our churches are getting full. I don't have a problem. I don't. Matter of fact, bring them all. I'm sitting right here. Won't bother me a bit. What bothers me is when they start ordaining them.
Right.
That does bother me.
That's right.
Amen.
Now listen, I would ordain one if they confessed, if they'd been forgiven, been saved, and they're not practicing homosexual, I would have no problem with that at all.
Right.
But you can't come in and say you need to change the laws and you need to rewrite the, what's that thing? I forgot where it was. The the thing of the church there, you know, the bylaws, whatever.
Right.
To accommodate me when God said it's abomination.
That's right.
Now they call that hate speech. I'm sorry. I didn't write the book. I'm just called to preach it as it is the Word of God.
That's right. Amen.
God made accommodations for the gay, for the lesbian, for the gender confused individual. He said, whosoever will, let them come.
Amen.
Let them drink the water of life freely.
Amen.
Let them call upon me, and He'll save them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to rub your gender, your sexual immorality, you're not going to rub it in the face of God. He just don't take that too good.
That's right.
I told you what it did to Uzziah, smote him with leprosy. You know, a lot of things we got today, they don't have to be like that.
That's right.
I'll tell you why they're here today.
Amen.
They're here today because there's some stubborn people out there that just won't let God be God. Now look, you're not going to have no problem with your issue with me. You're going to have a problem with your issue with Him.
Right.
The Most High rules and affairs of men. All we need to do is just line up or confess we're wrong, He's right. I'm telling you right now, if you cry for mercy, you'll find mercy.
That's right.
But if you go strutting in, you know, what's that? March had gay pride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go strutting in your pride. Mm-hmm. You know on that list of seven things the Lord hates?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think it said seven abominations. Six things the Lord hates, seven abominations. You know what's first on the list?
Yeah.
Quiet look.
That's right.
Here they go. And I mean, they got the peacock feathers in. And I mean, they're out there. I mean, they really ought to have more clothes on one night. But they're out there putting on their show, their stump, their strut, whatever. Is God supposed to put up with that? Hey, I'm running looking for a place to get out of the way, bolt the line, and I'll fall any minute.
Yeah.
That's not the way to find mercy.
That's right.
In the eyes of God. One is of a contrite spirit, a humble spirit. I like Sandy here. Come up there and say, God, I'm sorry. He didn't even hesitate to say he did.
Nope.
Would you go through it again if you could?
If I can, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
But
she'd come in there and said, well, God, I guess if you want to, you can save me. You see that arrogance.
Yeah.
The Bible said He resisteth the proud, to give a grace, hath it to the humble.
Right. Sure does.
And He resists the proud. And the proud just don't understand the greatness of God. They don't understand the mercy of God. So then they're willfully ignorant, Dickie. And they want to have it their way. What's that? McDonald's? Hold the pickles, hold the lettuce, special orders, don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us have it your way. Look, that was a pretty funny jingle. It's not that way with God. It's His way or the highway.
Right.
I mean, when it says, nevertheless, what said the Scripture? You better get in line if you want to go to heaven. Because if you ain't in line, in that line, you ain't going. The Bible tells us,
Amen.
Me and Donnie was talking about Matthew chapter 7 on the way up here. I told him that key verse, verse 15. Woe unto them false prophets that come to you and she's clothed with them with their raven wolves. But verse 14 and 15 says, browse the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Narrow's the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. They can all find it if they wanted to.
Bless him, right.
It just ain't willing to let something go.
That's right.
And Brother Mitchell, I remember hearing about this a while back, and it kind of makes sense to throw it in right here. Over in the bush country, the way they catch monkeys is they take a metal 5-gallon bucket and they go out there and they secure it to a tree, simple. And then they got a cup full of peanuts. And they'll pour in peanuts in that bucket. And the whole time they're pouring in peanuts in that bucket, there's monkeys up in these trees. And they're looking down, Casey. This man walks off. And as he walks off, that monkeys come down out of that tree, and here they come. That first one runs his hand down in that metal bucket, gets him a handful of them peanuts. And here comes that guy with that ball bat. And all the rest of the monkeys take off. This monkey can take off too. All he's got to do, Phyllis, is open his hand. That's all he's got to do.
Amen.
And he's screaming bloody murder. I mean, jumping up and down, having a fit. But he won't let go of one thing.
Yeah,
that's right. See, I had to let go of something.
That's right.
That's right.
And I did. Yeah. Sandy said she let go of something. Mm-hmm. That a better good trade, wouldn't it?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Yeah, we had to let go of something.
Yes.
I had to let go of the love of the world to receive the love that God gave through His Son Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That I could be pardoned, abundantly pardoned. And the world, they don't want to let go. I mean, the friendship of this world is ending with God, and they're in love with the world, and they hold on to something they can't even hold on to.
That's right.
But this same sex thing here, it says, we know better than this nonsense, yet they are in our government, they're being promoted leadership positions, they're being ordained in our churches, we're promoting it in our schools, sowing these seeds of corruption in the minds of our children, and the terrors are coming up. It ain't been too long ago I drove by that school over Happy Valley Road, that little elementary school. They got the steps painted in rainbow colors. And they got, you know, the name of the school, rainbow colors. I have to admit, it made me mad. I don't get mad much, but I got mad. I'll tell you why I got mad. Because they're corrupting the minds of our children.
That's right.
Children are very impressionable. Yeah. That's why you need to teach them. That's why you need to train them. Mm-hmm. And you need to invest in them and encourage them and rebuke them and,
yes.
and tell them when they're right, tell them when they're wrong, brag on them, all that.
Right.
But what you don't need to do is teach them wrong things.
Right.
And that's wrong. To teach children that. That's the only way they can reproduce. It's in the minds of our children, by the way. This country could recover from this cancer that's crippled our country. It's killing our children and the future of our country. But I'll tell you what you got to do. You got to put a finger out there and say, that's not right.
Yeah.
And you're going to get a lot of rebuke on that. They're going to call you a hate speech. They're going to say you don't love them. I do love them. I'm proving it. And I'm not giving hate speech. I'm just trying to warn them. Look, if you was driving down the road, Vicki, and you seen a house on fire, and you said, they'll figure it out. And everybody in that house burned up, you'd say, boy, I wish I'd stop and warn them. Well, this is kind of like that.
Right.
We need to tell them.
Amen.
You need to
right.
get out of that house. It's on fire. The verse that I read talked about the Lord going to burn up this world, and He is,
mm-hmm.
and that they're not going to make it if they don't get out of the nonsense they're in. You know, it's one thing to be wrong. It's another thing to be wrong when it comes to God.
Right.
I've done a lot of things
Amen.
Wrong. Made a lot of mistakes. One mistake I didn't make was the day I confessed I was a sinner, a hell deserving sinner, and I called upon the Lord for mercy, and I found mercy.
Mm-hmm.
I found not only mercy, I found forgiveness. I found salvation in a big way. And it's like I was telling Sandy, I'd go through it again right now if I could. What a wonderful experience it is to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
To know that all they can do is get better. I mean, I'm bulletproof. No weapon formed against me can prosper. I could sit on an atom bomb and still go to heaven. I mean, empty AR-15, empty AK-47, just going to let me out quicker. Just in a tent.
Amen.
All you got to do is open the door of my tent. Let me out, amen. I'm just telling you, I'm going to heaven one way or another. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing's going to keep me. I'm more than conqueror through my Lord and Savior. Hey, I done read the back of the book, Brother Ed. We win, brother. I already know where this thing's going to end up. I know we're leaving out with a shout. I know we're going to shout forever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
That's right.
Might shout a little down here. Ain't that right, Brother James? Amen.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Amen.
But this willful ignorance is consuming our country. It's taking its toll on our churches. I hate to say it, and I'm going to be real nice right here. We're becoming more minions every day.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't buy into this.
Uh-uh. That's right.
Don't allow them. Yeah. To cause you to stumble in your steadfastness. Be strong in the Lord. Power His might. Be a blessing. Don't be a burden. Be one of them that'll say, here am I, Lord.
That's right.
Send me.
Amen.
Father, we thank You for the privilege to stand for the Word of God today. Lord, some of the things we mentioned, Lord, we know to the world they're controversial. But Lord, to you, Father, they're clear. Mm-hmm. And the Word of God is clear. It calls them out. They don't like to be called out. And it still tells them that they can be forgiven. It still tells them that all that come to Him shall no wise be turned away. They know they can come and get forgiveness. They know that they can be delivered. But Lord, they don't want to give it up. Like that monkey with those peanuts. They don't want to give it up. But Lord, for this reason, they are willfully ignorant of what they could have.
Amen.
I wish I could give them a free sample. I wish I could take some out and say, here, taste and see what this tastes like.
Yeah.
Oh, how they want it, Brother Ed. Where'd you get that at? Boy, that's good.
Yeah.
I said, I got it from the one that hung on the cross.
Right.
That was beaten beyond recognition.
Yeah.
Poured out his soul unto death. One that took my place. Gave me eternal life. Oh, Father, do what you will with this message. We give you praise through lips of clay until face to face. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please. Brother Jerry, if you would, please, brother. Just a verse of invitation on him.